When public hearings start in the impeachment inquiry next week, the media will play a more central role as Democrats in Congress try to take their case, which has so far unfolded mostly behind closed doors, directly to the American people. But already, media outlets have had to decide how far to go in trying to figure out and report about the identity of the original whistleblower who kicked off the impeachment inquiry. Some have claimed to know who it is. Others, like NPR, have avoided reporting the person's identity. And the president continues to call for the name's release. Here he is speaking on Sunday.
But the whistleblower should be revealed. Because the whistleblower gave false stories. Some people would call it a fraud. I won't go that far, but when I read it closely, I probably would. But the whistleblower should be revealed.
NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik joins us now. Hi, David.
Hey, Jeremy.
So the New York Times first reported details about the whistleblower last month, and now several media outlets claim to have revealed this person's identity. Which outlets have done that and why?
Right. So the Times, you know, did it up to a point. Editor Dean Bakke said, look, the White House already knew that the source worked for the CIA. They revealed at the paper that he had been assigned to the White House and worked on Ukraine issues. But you've seen much more explicit, claims made about who the identity is. And we don't necessarily know that it is for sure. But you saw from Breitbart, a strongly conservative outfit that has been deeply pro-Trump. You've seen real clear investigations, real clear politics, and that family of sites, I think, by and large, is fairly down the middle. Real clear investigations takes more of a conservative bent in what it chooses to investigate. In this case, they reported that out. And you saw conservative media figures like Mark Levine of Fox News, that has his own show on The Blaze, and Jack
Mark Levin,
and Jack Posobiec. He's a conspiracy theorist who ostensibly is kind of a correspondent for OANN, the One America News Network, also a deeply pro-Trump site. He circulated that on Twitter, as did the president's son, Donald Jr. So there have been conservative figures taking the lead from conservative sites that have essentially heeded the president's call and put out the identity of whom they claim the whistleblower is.
Well, what's the ethical calculation for the media organizations that have decided not to try to identify the whistleblower?
And as you mentioned, includes ourselves, includes The Washington Post, includes The Times so far, and includes, among others, Fox News, where according to CNN, Fox didn't respond to my request, but according to CNN, there's been an edict put out saying we have not confirmed or corroborated the identity of the whistleblower, and we don't feel comfortable reporting it so far. The ethical concerns is what the idea of what a whistleblower is. It's somebody who can come forward but have his or her identity protected to make claims about his or her employer, in this case, about the federal government, in this case, about the White House and possibly the president himself, the most serious and influential figures in the country, without harm to his or her career. And if you identify the person publicly, it's much easier for there to be pressure built up, reprisals inside government, or certain kinds of attacks, or rhetorical or actual, outside of it.
Now, the president's son, Donald Trump Jr., did tweet out the unconfirmed name of the whistleblower, linking to an article from Breitbart. But the president has not so far done that. Why has he stopped short of mentioning the name? Could he know who the whistleblower is but have his hands tied?
You know, certainly the president knows who his son has tweeted, who a lot of these figures on media that he follows have written or tweeted about. The president appears to be keeping his powder ostensibly dry, happier for other people to carry the water for him on this. And, I think he – if there is to be a backlash against the president's allies for outing the apparent identity of the whistleblower, whether or not accurately, it would certainly be much more fiercely done against the president, who, of course, is subject to the impeachment process that was sparked by the whistleblower's complaint. So I think the president seems to be following the edicts of his lawyers to try to keep his nose dry in this particular very narrowly defined way.
David, there are parallels between this whistleblower and Deep Throat, the anonymous source behind Watergate reporting. FBI officer Mark Felt did not come out as Deep Throat until three decades after the scandal broke. What do you think about the contrast between the two?
Yeah, I think that's fair. I mean, Bakke at the time said, look, we think it's fair to give people a sense of what the motivations or at least positioning is of a person in a nonpartisan agency with some expertise to make this. In terms of Mark Felt, let's remember, Deep Throat never appeared, even as an unnamed source, in any of Woodward and Bernstein's original reports for The Washington Post. He emerged as a character in their best-selling book, All the President's Men, in the movie of the same name, and became a folk hero. It turned out he may have been, as they said, a patriot deeply concerned about what the president and his men were doing. And at the same time, he turned out to be a kind of a vicious, brutal infighter in the FBI who had hoped to ascend to the top ranks of that agency, which is another prism through which to look at what he had to say. In terms of the whistleblower and in terms of Mark Felt as well, the real question is, do the claims hold up? And in claim after claim, ensuing transcripts of depositions of witnesses seem to strongly support what the whistleblower has said, making his identity, to many media executives' minds, a lot less relevant for readers to have to worry about.
And yet Republicans say now that they want to call the whistleblower to testify publicly next week. So we'll see what happens with that. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik, thank you.
You bet.